Welcome to the Hockey Ben Report podcast. This episode is being recorded at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday, December 5th. Tonight, we'll be discussing the lines for all of Tuesday's games. So we have 9 games on the Tuesday schedule. Let's get started. Yeah, I wanted to get this out early today as there were no episodes last week. So hopefully you guys didn't miss it too much, but glad to be putting out these episodes again. The Chicago Blackhawks are in New Jersey to take on the Devils. Currently seeing the Devils as -369 favorites. And a total of 6 with the over at -119. So we've seen a touch of money come in the Devils' direction here. They opened up -325, and that's been hit a little bit to start the day. This total at 6, I think we're going to see that get bet up, and we'll probably see a 6.5 in the morning. The Blackhawks have obviously some injury issues in goal. Peter Mrazek, Alex Stalock, both out right now. Not sure if either will be back tomorrow. Jared Tenorti, Tyler Johnson, both out for Chicago. Nathan Bastian is day-to-day, and Andre Palat is out for the Devils. The St. Louis Blues are in New York to take on the Islanders. Currently seeing the Islanders as -156 favorites at a couple shops. This line's not available at Pinnacle with the Blues playing tonight against the Rangers. With the Blues going tonight, I've yet to see a starter confirmed, but I suspect they'll go with Binnington tonight, which means Thomas Greiss will get the start in New York against the Islanders tomorrow. The Blues continue to have Logan Brown out, while the Islanders have Cal Clutterbuck and Kyle Palmieri listed as day-to-day. You know, with this one, I'm not really looking to lay big prices with the Islanders, but the Blues are a team that have been so up and down here. I think the Islanders in a regulation line or a puck line might be a good look, especially if we have Grace going in goal for St. Louis tomorrow. The Los Angeles Kings are in Ottawa to take on the Senators. Currently seeing both teams listed -106 at Pinnacle. Total of 6.5 with the over at +101. So I did play LA earlier, -105. I'd play it here at -106. I'd probably play them up to -115 in this situation. Artem Zub joins Josh Norris and Jacob Bernard-Docker out of the lineup for Ottawa. Alex Iafallo remains out for the Kings. And this is just one where I clearly have LA higher rating than Ottawa here. And it's not just about how these two teams have performed this season. This was obviously an opinion I had coming into the year. I think LA's obviously been hurt by some very poor goaltending. Now, that's not to say that they won't get beat tomorrow night or they won't have poor goaltending tomorrow, but I think we're going to see this LA team, now that they're getting out on a little bit of a road trip here coming up to Canada, I think we're going to see whether they're as good as I thought they were coming into the year. The Columbus Blue Jackets are in Pittsburgh to take on the Penguins. Currently seeing the Penguins as -276 favorites, and a total of 6.5 with the over at -125. So Columbus, one of the teams that's been hit the hardest with injuries this year. They're without Jake Voracek, Jake Meen, Adam Boakvist, Nick Blankenberg, and then they also have Zach Werenski, Justin Danforth out for the year. Penguins have some injury concerns of their own. Chris Letang remains out after he suffered a stroke. Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, Casey DeSmith all missed practice today due to illness. And according to Coach Sullivan, they are questionable for tomorrow. So obviously at the current price, I think that's assuming that those guys are going to be in the lineup. And if not, this price is going to come down. So if you like Columbus, I think it's worth grabbing now. I don't happen to like them in the spot. I think this number's about right if those guys are in the lineup for Pittsburgh. The Detroit Red Wings are in Tampa to take on the Lightning. Currently seeing the Lightning as -226 favorites, and a total of 6.5 with the over at -102. So Detroit has a few guys on their injury report. Tyler Bertuzzi, Mark Pisick, Philip Zadina out. Jakob Vrana remains in the player assistance program, and Robbie Fabry has been out since the beginning of the season. The Lightning are without Rudolph Belsers. But they also have Nikita Kucherov and Vlad Nemestikov. Both missed practice today, and both are listed as questionable for tomorrow. So another one here where if you like Detroit, I think it might be prudent to jump on them today rather than wait for that confirmation on Kucherov and Nemestikov. I would think that this line is assuming that those guys are playing, but we'll see how things go tomorrow. Now, I am thinking about playing Detroit here, but I would only do it if Filipe Huso's starting, which I suspect he will. But I haven't pulled the trigger on that one because I don't want to be back in Alex Nedeljkovic here in Tampa Bay. The Florida Panthers are in Winnipeg to take on the Jets. Currently seeing the Panthers as -116 favorites and a total of 6.5 with the over at -111. So the Panthers have run into some injury issues here, which has caused them to play with a short lineup due to salary cap constraints. Those have been resolved as at least short term as Patrick Hornqvist is placed on LTIR. They still have Alex Barkov. Looks like he's going to be out again. He wasn't suspected to wasn't expected to travel to Winnipeg to meet the team. I would suspect that he'll play his first game on Thursday when they're at home. Radko Gudas and Anton Lundell are both day to day. Anthony Duclair remains out long term. For the Jets, they continue to be without Mason Appleton, Nick Ehlers, and Logan Stanley. The Carolina Hurricanes are in Anaheim to take on the Ducks. Currently seeing the Canes as -253 favorites and a total of 6 with the over at -107. Freddie Anderson, Andrei Kasha, Max Pacioretty, all out for Carolina. Isaac Lundstrom, John Klingberg, Max Comtois, and Jamie Drysdale all out for Anaheim. So you saw Carolina get a big win in LA the other night. I think this might be a good spot to back them here, but this price is a little steep for me right now. I'll see where the puck lines and regulation lines are at tomorrow, but this one would be Carolina or nothing for me. And the Toronto Maple Leafs are in Dallas to take on the Stars. Currently seeing the Stars as -113 favorites. Total of 6.5 with the over at +101. So the Leafs, another team dealing with a number of injuries. Cale Yarncroke out for the Maple Leafs up front. Morgan Rielly, Jordy Benn, TJ Brodie, Jake Muzzin all out on the back end. At the current price, I have some interest in Dallas here, but Toronto's been playing so well. This is probably one that I'll stay away from. Over 6.5. If we can get a decent price on an under, I'd get interested there, but really nothing there for me in this game. So that's all for today. If you enjoyed this episode, please hit the subscribe button. And if you can, please share and leave a review. You can follow me on Twitter at HockeyBetReport to join in the conversation. So I will be back tomorrow night with another episode, and I will attempt to preview all the games on Wednesday and Thursday in that one. There's only 5 Thursday games this week. So instead of doing a standalone Thursday episode, I'm going to combine the Wednesday and Thursday games into one. So that's all for today. We'll chat tomorrow.